This is Taste Test, a Discworld fanfic featuring characters from Monstrous Regiment, written by Imaginary Golux, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Maledicta Polly. This is the second story in the series Pounced. It is a week after what Polly has privately labeled the night of the very bad proposition. And Polly has almost gotten used to the idea that Maledicta is her lover. Almost. Sometimes it still seems a bit surreal. And, of course, the very idea is an abomination unto Nuggin. Two, actually, since carnal relationships with vampires and carnal relationships between women are both abominations. Polly finds she doesn't much care. In any case, it is a week after the night of the very bad proposition, and Maledicta is drinking coffee, and Polly is polishing her sword. It's a bit difficult, you know, says Maledicta. Oh, what is? Says Polly, trying to see if a spot on the blade is rust or just a shadow, and then realizing suddenly that this sounds familiar and sitting up straight. Well, I'm a black ribboner, right? So I ought to have an addiction to replace blood. Yes, says Polly slowly. But now I've got two. Two? Polly is beginning to get a little worried. Yes, coffee and you. Maledicta leers, surprisingly well, across the fire at Polly. And this is a problem? Polly manages eventually, when she has recovered from the leer and also the compliment. Well, yes, we're only supposed to have one new addiction, you know? So clearly, I should either get rid of one or combine them. Polly spends a moment wondering if this is the world's worst breakup speech, then remembers the leer and wonders instead if this is the world's second worst proposition. Combine them, she says carefully. And how would you go about doing that? Maledicta is suddenly beside her. Polly has still not quite gotten used to how fast vampires can move when they want to, and is dipping a finger into her coffee mug. Very carefully, she paints a stripe of coffee down Polly's cheek, and then leans in to lick it off. Polly draws in her breath sharply and grins. Ah, she says. I see. Then, because she knows a good thing when she sees it, she takes off her clothes and lays back to let Maledicta have her fun. Maledicta seems both stunned and very pleased, and wastes no time in taking advantage of the situation. She paints Polly from head to toe with long, sticky stripes of lukewarm coffee, and then takes her own sweet time licking them off. Polly buries her fingers in Maledicta's hair and grins at the sky and moans. When Maledicta gets to the top of Polly's thigh, working her way back up, Polly expects her to move on because Maledicta didn't put any coffee there, thank goodness. But Maledicta nuzzles between Polly's legs and keeps licking. And Polly does not complain because Maledicta's tongue is nearly prehensile, and it feels very, very good. She has to bite down on her own fist to muffle her scream when she comes. But the slight pain isn't worth a second thought because Maledicta is quivering too, one slim, pale hand buried between her own legs, and yes, this was a very good idea. Maledicta works her way back up Polly's body and sprawls on top of her, and Polly kisses her, tasting coffee and herself. Maledicta grins. "Your skin tastes nearly as good as coffee," she says. "Can we do this again?" "Of course," says Polly, and pulls her lover down for another kiss. The end.